Thank you for calling Darlington Designs. Our hours are Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. and Saturday by appointment only. Please stay on the line for the next available representative. This call may be recorded for quality assurance.
Good morning, this is Madison. How can I help you?
Hey Madison, is Simon in by chance?
Yeah, but he is on the phone.
My name is Tyler. I'm calling with Cardiff. Is it maybe a better time to reach him, or is he just kind of busy throughout the day?
He's usually really busy throughout the day, but I can take your number and stuff, and he can give you a call when he's not.
You actually might be able to help me out then. Does he have anyone else there at the office that might help him with the financials, like a controller or an office manager?
Yeah.
Who might that be?
Her name's Katie.
Katie, okay. I'm calling. It's in reference to some past financing the company did with Case New Holland back in late of 2012.
Okay.
Is Katie in by chance?
Yeah. Let me see. What is your name?
Tyler.
Tyler, and where are you from? Just so I can give her a...
Yeah, no, I'm calling with Cardiff. It's spelled C-A-R-D-I-F-F, as in Frank.
Okay. And it's regarding past...
Yeah, it's in regards to some past financing you guys had done.
Okay, 1 second.
Thank you.
Hi, this is Katie.
Hey, Katie. It's Tyler with the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing today?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain. You know, it's almost Friday, so. I'm actually just calling here. I'm following up on an offer that we had sent you. It was about two and a half weeks ago. It was based off some prior financing you guys had done with Case New Holland back in 2012. Is any of that ringing a bell by chance?
Yes.
Okay, so it was based off some good lending history that you've shown, as well as your DNB credit profile. The offer we had sent you was a pre-approval for some equipment financing and working capital, and it looks like the company got pre-approved for right around $250,000. I just kind of wanted to touch base with you in the business and see where you guys were at and kind of what you had coming up this quarter, if you were maybe looking to bring on some new equipment, or maybe needed some additional capital for some projects or payroll you had coming up.
We're actually pretty well covered. We just did everything this last, probably January.
I see.
And we have a equipment line of credit for that stuff, so we don't really need any outside financing.
I see. Is that what you guys did with Case New Holland, the line of credit?
I can't really remember. That was so long ago. I think we might have just done something.
Just done some sort of small financing with them?
Yeah, through them.
I see. What was it you guys had just brought on in January? Did you bring on just like some new like supplies, or was it trucks? What was it you guys...
Skid steers, trucks, mowers, all that stuff, yeah.
Is that usually kind of when you look to bring on equipment, or was it just on like an as-need basis there?
Usually once we hit November, we start doing analysis for the next year and get everything by, the 31st.
I see. And do you tend to do that just because it starts getting busy at the beginning of the year, or is it just cheaper for you to get...
Well, it's just that that's the only really point we have time to dedicate to.
I see. Your business is pretty good for you guys then over there? You've been pretty busy?
Yeah, it's a little hectic, yeah.
I see. It's not the worst problem to have, though. So.
No.
It sounds like you guys maybe look to bring stuff on like that in November. And like I said, we're definitely not trying to step on any toes here. So if you have a good relationship going with that equipment, did you just go through a vendor, or how did you purchase those?
We have a few different you know, like dealerships for the trucks and stuff like that. So,
okay.
Same thing, I guess, with the skid steers, just pretty much a place we go to.
I see. And is it a lot of repeat business then with you guys, with the industry that you're in? I know it's a lot of weekly trips
for
you
have
here and there. Are you guys ever put on like a net 30 or a net 60 there with some of the contracts you get put on? Or is it all pretty much up front on the payout structure?
No, it's usually, I mean, I guess it depends on what it is.
Mm-hmm.
If it's like materials for jobs, we get terms, but.
Okay, I see.
Big purchases, it's kind of all different.
Yeah. No, yeah, just the reason I asked that is because a lot of companies lately in your industry, they've been telling me that companies have actually been pushing them more to like net 60s. Some are all the way up on net 120s, so they've actually been using our working capital program as a almost as like a bridge loan to kind of get them through some times if they're not having as much cash flow, even though they do have the business and it is there on paper. They may just not
now,
be seeing the...
Not to interrupt you, but I just was thinking, you mentioned about sending me something, but I didn't get anything. But if you have something you want to send in writing to take a look at, you can definitely
it was in direct
resend it.
It was in direct mail, so it should have hit your mailbox by now. I can't imagine it hasn't. It may have been lost in transit, or we could have got the wrong P.O. box.
I might have gotten it and thrown it out.
Honestly, that's usually what happens when people see these offers that we send. But we don't just send these to any random company. We actually do have a very rigorous checking system that we do, and we like to align ourselves with people with good lending history, and you fit the profile for what we were looking for. Is there anything that you might be looking to do here by the end of the year with maybe bringing on some additional equipment or capital for any purpose?
I mean, it's always possible, but like I said, we don't even look at that stuff till November.
Okay.
It's
do you maybe have a...
get through.
Yeah, no, I totally understand. Do you have an email maybe? I could just shoot you the info.
Sure.
What's the email for you?
It's Katie, K-A-T-I-E.
Okay.
At Darlington.
Darlington.
Dash Designs.
Design.
With an design. S. .com.
And is that design plural or singular?
Plural.
Plural. Okay. So I got Katie at Darlington-Designs.com. Is that correct?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I'll shoot you the info there. It'll just kind of re-summarize the offer we had sent you, as well as my contact information. And, you know, if anything does come up before November, or you just kind of want to become a little bit more familiar with the programs that we do offer here, feel free to email me back or call me at my direct line. Otherwise, I'll maybe just check in here next quarter, right around early November, maybe right before, and just kind of see where you guys are at and see if there's any needs that we can help you out with.
Okay, perfect.
Perfect, Katie. It was a pleasure talking to you today.
You too. Thanks so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.